Yeah.
We can. As I'm here today, my heart aches with a profound sense of sadness and urgency. I want to take you on a journey into the lives of Afghan girls, lives defined by deprivation, via the denial of the most basic human rights, and the absence of educational opportunities cast as long shadow over their dreams and aspiration. This is a reality of me, Elham Mansouri, and millions of Afghan girls. Imagine for a moment a world where children laughter is stifled, where the innocent dreams of girls are eclipsed by the darkness of despair, and where the pursuit of knowledge, the key unlocking their full potential, is forbidden. This is an agonizing reality faced by Afghan girls today, where our only sin is dream to becoming a doctor, engineer, leader, or many more. I grew up hearing many stories of my love under the Taliban from my mother. Her life always felt like a distant past, having myself growing up in a more progressive chapter of our country's history. My mother never achieved her dream of becoming a teacher because she couldn't go to a school or university. And I never expected that history would itself repeat again. How we can allow millions of future mothers to have their dreams birthed just like my mother? In a nation that has endured the tumultuous ties of conflict and our sentency for far too long, the plight of the Afghan girls is a painful reflection of the profound injustice that persists. They are denied not only the right to education, a fundamental human right, but also the promise of a better future, the chance to break free from the chains of ignorance, and the opportunity to build a bright tomorrow. It's not just their dreams that are held hostage, but the dreams of an entire nation and generation yearning back to break free from the shackles of ignorance and take flight towards the future they so rightfully deserve. The heartbreaking reality faced by Afghan girls is not an isolated issue. Women and girls worldwide continue to face systematic discrimination, unequal access to general education and STEM education, economic opportunity and healthcare, which hinders their ability to enjoy their full human rights. Despite the technology advancement of today's era, in some countries around the world, women and children still don't have access to STEM education or even basic education or human rights. 222 million children today, they are missing the opportunity for education, which means we are missing the future scientist, an instrument, leader, or engineer, and many more. As an Afghan girl who was born and raised in a war-torn country, I didn't know what is robotics or STEM was, but when I made access to transformative education and opportunity, I discovered a world of possibility. And I could make my childhood dreams of becoming an engineer into a reality. We know how transformative education and technology will continue to be in addressing our most critical challenge and unlocking boundless opportunities. If we democratize access to education and STEM education, solution and innovation could be designed by the communities who live firsthand with those challenges. Countries like Afghanistan are rich with far too many talented people, and we cannot let their potential go to waste. Imagine what could happen if the opportunity that I had made available for every girl and boy. Yes, we would have a better world that would advance progress instead of one that promotes war, injustice, and gender discrimination. Still, in some countries, the issue of gender discrimination in education and social demotion persists. With women and girls being the primary victim, the impact of the current and past war has further denied people access to their human rights and basic educational facility. Despite the darkness, our hope endures. From within our country and out in the despair, there are organizations tirelessly ensuring the progress we have made in recent years is not all lost. Countless brave individuals have sought to fill the vacuum for a formal education to keep our minds and hearts prepared and optimistic for a better future. Today, let us not only acknowledge the heartbreaking situation of the Afghan girls, but also recommit ourselves to a world where all girls, regardless of their background, have the opportunity to fulfill their potential. It's time to break chains that hold them back, provide access to education, and pave the way for a brighter and also more equitable future for all. Let's remember that we must not forget who was left behind, because we cannot success if, like, when our half of us are held back. Thank you so much.